Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We talk a lot about the Free State Project on this show because, well, we all moved to New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. It's a brilliant idea, one that brings thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people together to the same place. Hundreds have made the move so far. Thousands have pledged. Over 10,000 people have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're looking to reach 20,000, so you can go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and make one of the best, in my opinion, best decisions you'll ever make in your life. It was, at least that's how it was for me, and that's how it is for me. I'm so glad that I'm here in New Hampshire now with literally hundreds of other like-minded people. They're all going to be gathering, a lot of them, not all of them, but a significant amount of them will be gathering in just a few weeks up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. About 5 or 6 weeks away now at this point, in late June, the 24th through the 27th, in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, right across from the White Mountains. It's an absolutely spectacular view. It's a nice campground, and there's going to be a lot going on all weekend long. Everything from, you know, gun shoots to parties and all over the map. Events for kids. We had a lengthy discussion with Curtis, who's one of the organizers of it. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about it, and I think you can download our Monday night show from our website if you want to get an extended infomercial about it. PORCFEST, porkfest.com.
Isn't this the first year that we have the whole park devoted to Porkfest?
I'm not certain about that.
That's my understanding, and I could be wrong.
We're certainly going to be filling up a significant portion of it, if not the entire thing. Yeah. So look forward to seeing a lot of our listeners there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. We'll start things out this hour with Andrew in South Carolina. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Andrew, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were just talking a lot about, I've been doing a lot of research lately, just for writing a piece on just self-reliance in general, and inevitably came up to the point of what liberty is, and it got me just reading more and more and digging deeper and deeper and finding out that, at least the best I can tell, that the at the root of the matter with everything, it's like the whole struggle between the people and government, is the whole point on states' rights. Like basically, you know, we just don't have any representation anymore. Like when you look at how many people are in the House of Representatives versus, you know, the population of each state, you know, I think, Wikipedia showed that, or has a stat on there that, our representation is like one out of, you know, one, representative for every 700,000 people.
Well, so, I don't know about you, but I don't think that I can be represented by anybody because they aren't the same as me, and so they are going to have a different perspective. Even if I could hire somebody who had exactly the same perspective as me, there'd be no way they could represent the two of us or the four of us or the ten of us. So
if you extrapolate it out, you look at the hegemony of the size of the United States of America. For one, it was never meant to be like it is.
Right.
Is big and is controlling. The federal government was never meant to be as large as it is. The state governments were the ones who are meant to make the rules. And if you extrapolate it out, even if we were properly represented and there was some giant world body that met in The Hague or in Botswana or wherever, and everybody got the proper amount of representation, if that was one representative for every 10,000 people or whatever the proper amount of
But that's not representation is what I'm trying to say.
What I'm trying to say, I'm trying to point something out here. Can you imagine that world body would do a good job of ruling the entire planet? Or do you think that the Chinese would get what and the people from India would get what they wanted, and the rest of us would essentially be their servants?
You mean the most populated countries?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, in the first place, one of the things that I came across was just thinking about where the whole, like, why do we have any liberty at all? Because it used to be, you know, monarchs and kings and stuff like that. But I think it started with the Magna Carta or whatever that said, didn't that give, it was between, the King of England at the time, and it just like guaranteed certain rights to citizens. And then I think it was some treaty that was signed in Osnabrück in Germany. But it was part of this whole treaty of peace thing that was apparently the first concept of like states' rights. And
there's no such thing as states' rights. Only if you believe in rights, and it's just a concept, and I think it's a good concept.
Right.
I think it's a good concept that humans should mutually agree upon and believe in. But if you believe in rights, then you believe that you should believe that individuals have rights, and that you know those rights come from in many cases nature or God or something like that. But a state being just a concept on its own couldn't possibly have rights because there's no corporeal there's no body to the state. The state doesn't exist in reality, so therefore it has no such concept. The concept of rights could not be attached to the concept of a state because rights are a human thing.
And you're trying to figure out what is freedom by looking at the history of freedom, and I don't know that that's the best way to define what is freedom. Why not look at the state by looking at what the history of the state is, too? To me, I was thinking about this today, and if you – let's say for a second that slavery is a lucrative business. Do you think that's true, or do you think I'm just making a fantasy statement here?
I guess it depends on what you mean by slavery.
Well, do you think it's profitable to own people and force them to work and own
them? No, not at all.
You don't think it's profitable to own slaves?
I don't think it is, only because I think that if in the free market, I just think that free people outperform more enthusiastically.
Well, you're onto something. The trick is to convince them they're not slaves.
Right. Well, this is the point I'm trying to make, is if you're running an agrarian situation and people don't have much to look at, what you're saying is, you know, slaves looking at a vast ivory towers and saying, I want to be in the ivory towers. But when there aren't really ivory towers out there to look at, you can run these sweatshops and that kind of thing. And essentially what citizenship is today is a new, modern, better slavery, because they own a portion of your labor, and you can believe they own it. If you don't think so, they wouldn't be able to, for instance, go into debt. How can the government go into debt? What are its assets? Its asset is you and your labor and the expectation that they'll be able to get 40% of it into the future. So rather than having a slave and owning, say, you have to feed them, house them, and clothe them and all that other stuff, owning, say, 80% of their labor, now you have a slave and you own 40% of his labor, but he doesn't think he's a slave and he's not trying to get free. It's a really great
system.
Right,
I understand.
And you're not
saying.
Expected to provide anything for him.
Yeah.
Really?
You just
not
take.
Really.
Right.
When he wants to get something, you take more. So if he wants a hang glider, you take more from him. If he wants to, another car, you take more from him.
So, Andrew, other thoughts for us?
Then I had come across this, and so I guess back when, all the colonies had formed and they recognized their separation from Great Britain, I think correct me if I'm wrong, but all the different states kind of wrote their own constitutions, and I wish I could remember which place I was reading this. It was so many different ones today, but basically after they went to all set up their own thing, they realized that I guess that it wasn't going to work, that they had to be more unified or whatever, and that was when they all agreed to just live under one like kind of common banner and like pull together for a military and for the postal service and stuff like that. And I guess I kind of just feel like I wouldn't mind paying a small federal tax to fund those things, but as far as everything else and working with prohibition and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
I just think that that the state should have more rights, because at least, we can decide how the state will be run and, what's prohibited and what's not.
No, never let it happen.
Theoretically, though, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, like, sure. That was
the theory of the federal government, too.
Thanks for the call, and I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I'm not against the devolution of power. I absolutely am for that. It's just don't fool yourself to believe that that's the end of it.
No. There's more coming up. We can get into detail. You can call in and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place. You'll find the features there are free, including our webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show as well as interact, because we also have our chat room on the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free and brought to you by memorydealers.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Memorydealers.com has the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zimpacs, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's my understanding they have things that average folks can use over there, too. I don't know all the gizmos and stuff, but you can go check them out at memorydealers.com. They're in stock and ready to ship the overnight delivery. Memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So I just want to continue with a few more thoughts on what Andrew was calling about. He brought up the idea of representation, and I think that just the whole idea of representation as it's presented to us by the government is nonsense. Because I don't believe I can be represented accurately by somebody else, and certainly that somebody else cannot represent me and Mark together because we don't agree on everything, and so how could they possibly accurately represent us? And if you bring in Dale, then it becomes even more difficult. You take that out times, 3,000 people or 3 million people or whatever the supposed amount that's being represented. It's ludicrous.
Right. What the representative represents is what the lobbyist pays the most. The lobbyist with the most money pays him to represent.
Yeah. For the most part, they're representing their interests in whatever it is they think the apparatus, the violent monopoly of the state, should be doing. And, of course, then we got onto the topic of states' rights. And he was all in favor of the idea. And I pointed out that states can't have rights because they're just fictions. They're just concepts. If we're going to give people rights, then I think we should only give them to people. It's a very human concept, as I understand it.
Well, he's in that fun little world of trying to figure out exactly what's going to work best. What kind of government can we create that's going to work best? And, you know, he may be right. He may be wrong. I don't know. But I do know that there's a moral question involved, too. And that is, even if you have the most efficient form of government, what if I don't want to participate? And
you hit the nail on the head. I mean, what it comes down to is the kind of government that works best is the kind that doesn't use violence against innocent people.
Right.
And big thing in terms of what people have been accustomed to believe about the nature of governments. But fixing that one thing and everything else will start getting better. It won't make everything perfect. It won't fix all the problems in the world. Nothing will, but we can start getting a lot better really fast when they just do that one thing, stop using violence against innocent people. But that means they have to give up their monopoly. They have to give up this notion
everything
of being
changes.
The supreme authority.
Yeah, and it's going to have to do a major paradigm shift for people to really get what that means.
It's not that big of a paradigm shift, just the idea of competing governments. I mean, try to imagine here
I'm sorry, it's a pretty big shift, Mark.
It's not that big.
You would have balked at it 10 years ago.
No, I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, you try to look at, what would be the effects if governments became, instead of monopolies in geopolitical areas, if they – let's say I'm a citizen of New Hampshire. I travel to Florida only the laws of New Hampshire apply to me while I'm in Florida. I'd be able to drive without a seatbelt on in the old Sunshine State there. That might be a little bit of confusion for the police officer, but I think that we could, transition into it. At the very least, then I'd have a better chance of knowing the rules, because I don't have to then learn a whole new set of rules, which probably are very similar, but written differently. And the expectation is once I step on that land of the Sunshine State, that I know all of their laws. And how could I? How could I know all of the ones in New Hampshire either? But this would mean that there was more competition and that these governing bodies would have to make their rules more legible and readable
and
understandable.
It's still a pretty big paradigm shift for people, because that requires them to open up to the idea that a plot of land could have some sort of alternative governance system on it if people on that land opted into that. And, of course, the existing powers that be will not like that very much because, that puts their power in jeopardy. If they can't ticket you for...
Well, it's just confusing more than anything for them, I think.
Well, it takes away their power, because if they can't ticket you for having a seatbelt on because you're from the plot of land known as New Hampshire, then that essentially it makes it more difficult for them to steal money
from
people.
Certainly. Everybody would love to have a monopoly. Everybody who runs an organization wants to have a monopoly in that area.
Yeah.
I'd like it if there was nothing but Free Talk Live on the radio everywhere, but that's just not possible.
Well, it depends on if you have the right friends in the right places, Mark. You might be able to get the FCC to create some new regulation that mandates that all talk stations have to carry Free Talk Live. It's possible, but not very probable.
Yeah. Well, then the service of Free Talk Live would deteriorate because, well, we wouldn't have to try
very hard.
We
wouldn't even show up.
Just have other people come
commercials.
To play a just go ahead and play an old one, and we double our amount of ads.
But, okay, so the other point I wanted to make to him was that he mentioned briefly toward the end of his call that he said he'd think it'd be all right if there was a very small tax to support the federal government in the way of a military and the post office. And I have to ask, why? Yeah, I mean, the post office is clearly a next to useless bureaucracy.
But you can understand why they set it up in the past.
And the military is no different. The military is just the post office in fatigues. Look, if you want mail service and you want protection, why would you turn to the federal government, the largest centralized bureaucracy in the world, to accomplish those tasks? Why would you want that? And, of course, as you pointed out, Mark, it's unlikely that's ever going to happen because of the way government works. The government is constantly getting bigger, and there are no real serious mechanisms to hold it in check or certainly to reverse its size. So it's very unlikely that
seeing government shrink is a very, very rare historical phenomenon. Seeing governments die is a common one.
Yes, it's more likely that the federal government will die off before you ever get back to having some sort of minimalistic.
And that'll have something to do with the creation of
federal government. They grow until they become so cumbersome that they can't even function anymore. They reach a marginalized state of existence where no one believes in them anymore, and they're having to use more and more and more violence to keep people in line and keep people obeying. We're getting there really fast right now. I mean, our police state has gotten really the police are constantly just using fear to keep people in line. The government itself is constantly using fear. The tax collections and all of that is just massive amounts of fear. It's not even about, we're trying to do good things for you with the money that you give us. So it's the pretense is almost completely gone now. It's just, keep everyone in line with absolute fear. And as it gets to that state, it's going to get to a point where it just can't even function anymore and it collapses. And then someone will form a new one. We're going to do better this time. But they won't fix the fundamental problem.
Right.
They won't fix the fundamental problem that it's a monopoly, that it's violent, that it uses, that it treats everyone as guilty until proven innocent.
That's
and
the
monitors
paradigm.
Everyone.
That's the paradigm shift that we need to have, that people need to have, is the shift from accepting this idea that there needs to be a violent monopoly to accepting the idea that we can have these things that government provides that people value and that they can be provided on a consensual basis. That's the critical issue.
And the biggest concern that people have as far as giving up the monopoly is, well, what about my ability to control this other person in this way? I don't want them doing such and such.
Until they can get rid of that, then they're never going to get what they're
right.
looking for.
If you want to be free, other people need to be free,
it's
too.
It's so true. In fact, we'll talk about that in Arizona here in a moment as far as what they're doing to make people less free in a bit. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-357.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features there, and they're all free, including our listen lines, which allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. You can get the number by going to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also see our live streams, our webcam as well, different options for you to listen in around the clock all week long at listen.freetalklive.com, and they're all free.
Do you want to know how to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. It's easy and fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do baby reading kit. And the best part is it's risk-free since they offer a one-year money-back guarantee. You can visit their website for a six-page report on how to have a smarter baby. Order now and you can enjoy the benefits that we are seeing in our house. It's Jack is just very excited about this program. He loves it, and I think you're going to see the kind of amazing results we've seen. At BabyReadingKit.com. I recommend it. It's BabyReadingKit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Mark is in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hello, guys. I wanted to talk with you about how we could get people more free and off of financial dependency.
Okay.
My thoughts are, especially since a lot of people who support government-funded benefit insurance programs saying we need this for like people with disabilities. Well, why don't you make those people freer by letting them work for a living and have, like, for example, in the Industrial Revolution, people with physical handicaps were working and they enjoyed the work that they did because they felt better about themselves and freer afterwards.
Well, what's stopping them from working today? I'm not clear on that.
Well, Social Security regulations, for one, if you make too much money, they undercut you. And they determine that you're not working well enough for them, it's like a vicious repeating cycle where you try to find a job, but they put more emphasis and incentives to discourage you from actually working.
Hmm. So the system will cut you a check as long as you are being completely dependent upon them. If you attempt to become more independent, then they cut you off, and so therefore, meaning that those people are not incentivized to go out and work for themselves.
Yes,
that's true for welfare too, especially when there's like health coverage involved, and if you start working a job. You get your welfare will cut off, and you suddenly have no health benefits for your children, and because you went and got a job. And
what's your proposal, like Mark?
My proposal to effectively get more people working is to have basically a market incentive system for healthcare like it used to be, and that way you can work and you can do payment plans to get the medical coverage you need. And another proposal I have in regards to medications, because a lot of people who have genetic disorders depend on medications that they have to go through to state-run insurance programs, why don't you, in order to lower the prices on medications, get rid of the monopoly on the patents so that the prices can go down?
I think that Dr. Mary Ruart would likely agree with you. We've had her on the program as a guest in the past when we were at the Liberty Forum. She's written an excellent book called Healing Our World. She doesn't get too into intellectual property in that book, but she does have a lot of experience in the world of healthcare and medicine. And she absolutely, from what I understand, is in favor of abolishing intellectual properties. And she pointed out that the marketplace for drugs was much more lively as far as research and development was concerned prior to the so-called IP protections.
Right. You're using the wrong terminology again. She's not for the destruction of intellectual property.
Sorry, that was the impression I got.
No, it's the violent monopoly that the government has on enforcement of intellectual property.
Okay, so she's not opposed to somebody taking someone else's designs and remarketing them.
All she's opposed to is the idea that that I have to pay for the protection of your intellectual property. I shouldn't have to pay for the protection of your property. It's your property. You should have to protect it. Should I have to pay for the locks on your doors?
But she was in support of the idea of having an open marketplace where one product or chemical comes out and then other people can essentially borrow the idea and remarket it. She said that back in before they had these IP protections from the government, that there was a very brisk marketplace and a lot of innovation happening, because what would happen was the first person to market with a viable product would get that name brand recognition. So if Bayer hit the market with, you know, product X that took care of a certain circumstance, a certain health issue, then Bayer would get all the name recognition for being the first to the market. Even if 5 days later another company jumps in with the exact same product, Bayer would still do okay because they made it first. And so that whole making it first was enough to propel them into getting enough money to continue researching and developing and coming out with new products. So you're absolutely right about that. And, of course, getting rid of the FDA would also be a pretty helpful factor in preventing these companies from having to go through this multi-billion-dollar approval process that takes something like 19 years in order to get a drug to market, which does a lot to really restrict the amount of options that people have, things that they can do, the treatments, the methods that they can avail themselves of. I thank you for the call tonight, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Sean in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian Dale and Mark. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. I love the show. First-time caller.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight, Sean?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I actually did get a visit from the Census Bureau.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't heard anybody call in about actually receiving a visit, but I got home from work today and I got this notice saying that I've got a visit and they want to talk to me to complete the interview, and I'm supposed to call them to arrange a time.
Oh, did it have your name on it?
It doesn't have my name on it.
Does it say resident?
No, it just gives his name and his information.
Oh, okay. So it was physically dropped off, and they want you
Where
to...
Where was it exactly?
It was posted on my door.
So what you're saying is that it could have been somebody. Somebody could have come along and taken the little piece of paper and called them and then had that and scheduled a meeting. Look, I can't meet at my house. I'd like to meet at Starbucks with you, finish the interview, and tell you how many people live in my house, right?
I guess so.
Because they don't know. It's just such a slipshod operation that they're running there. We're counting everybody, I swear.
You want to know, the funny thing is, I actually completed the census.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a student, so I'm just passing through. You know, in my opinion, you know, telling them who I am and where I live is messing with them more than anything, because I'm only going to be here for a short period of time anyway. But I actually gave them my information, and they're still harassing me.
They want to complete the interview.
Oh, so you filled out the entire census?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I wonder what they want from you. I wonder what information they're looking for.
Yeah, I wonder census, too.
I think a census person came to my door the other day, and I just didn't answer the door.
So what do you plan on doing here, Sean?
I just plan on ignoring them, quite frankly. I really don't have time for this.
Well, let us know what happens, will you?
Yeah. Do you guys have any better suggestions?
Well, I mean, clearly you probably should have ignored them in the first place because they're bothering you anyway, right? I mean, you filled it out hoping that that you could mess with them and that they wouldn't bug you if you filled it out, but here they are bugging you anyway, so that plan didn't work.
Yeah. Once you're in a little bit, then you kind of, you know, now you're on the radar and now they can bug you.
My advice is to do whatever makes you happiest.
It's a good suggestion. Thanks, Sean. Let us know what happens, and thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I had a thought on that last caller, actually, just before that one.
Sure.
You know, when I hear those suggestions for fixing these, they're great ideas. It's, you know, someone talking about if government worked this way, it would be so much better. And it always sounds like mental masturbation to me, because someone paid some wealthy, you know, person lobbied to get government a certain way, and that's why it doesn't serve regular people in a way that we want it to. And until you address those issues, it's hopeless.
We got more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them to you. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. See what a good free talk show website should be. Freetalklive.com. Actually, the main feature of the site now actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can submit show prep suggestions, whether it be a news article or a blog post or video or something like that. You submit the URL, little description of what it is. Other listeners then log into the site and they vote them up or vote down whatever it is they like or dislike. And the most liked stories make it to the top of our website. And it's constantly being updated because of listeners like you participating. Please go to freetalklive.com and experience it. It's free. Freetalklive.com.
If you want to see what a good free search engine looks like, too, go to startpage.com. Startpage.com is unlike the other search engines out there because it doesn't put cookies on your machine. It doesn't sell your information to third-party advertisers. It doesn't turn it over to the government like, well, you know, all the other search engines do, or the vast majority of them. It aggregates their searches from 12 major search engines, and you can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. They have a 7-day challenge over there, and they recommend that you do it. It's also they give a proxy link for each one of their results, so you can surf the link itself privately, and usually you have to pay for that. Startpage.com gives it all to you, and you can they have a little easy program you can download, put it right up there in the upper, in my case, it's right-hand corner of your screen, and search from right there, startpage.com.
Dale is here tonight from anarchyinyourhead.com. You can go there, visit his website, enjoy his cartoons. There are a couple hundred of them there, and most of them with a liberty theme. Also, Dale's videos that he's been posting as of late, and essays and thoughts. So enjoy all of that over at anarchyinyourhead.com. As we go to your phone calls, Bill is listening to WPBQ in Jackson, Mississippi. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I don't really have a lot of time, but I want to run something by you real quick.
Yes, sir.
I've just been made aware of a proposal by Congressman Henry Waxman, California, and it could be disastrous in terms of supplement companies. His idea, and I don't have all the details, but the way I understand it, he has proposed something that is going to go through the FTC rather than the FDA in terms of proposing to require manufacturers of vitamins and minerals and supplements to not only cover the basic coverage of the item itself, but to prove why a certain thing is necessary. In other words, and of course, that may not even be possible. And the idea, I'm sure, behind it is to weed out small suppliers of those vitamins and minerals, and only the big boys will be able to participate and through the FTC.
They've been talking about this stuff for a few years now, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was coming to fruition soon. There have been discussions. I think a long time ago, it was a few years back, it was Codex Alimentarius is what they called it, some sort of UN set of standards that they wanted to apply here in the United States, and it sounds similar to what you're talking about there. So the FTC would be requiring these companies to prove what exactly about their supplements?
The way I understand it is, they would be going through the Federal Trade Commission in terms of using this idea as showing why a certain product will, in other words, proposing the question being raised is, what does the product do? And the companies will be required to prove that their product does what it's supposed to do. And, of course, any supplement it's very vague. We all understand the needs of the human body for those supplements, but I don't even think that even science can prove the need for a particular product in the long run. And it's a matter of, you know, proving something that doesn't exist. It can't be proven to the nth degree like something through the Federal Trade Commission might require, rather than the FDA, which doesn't really approach it like that.
Well, I wonder how that's going to affect...
what do multivitamins do? I'd say a great deal of Americans, I don't know if it's a majority, but darn close to that number, double digits of Americans take a multivitamin pretty much every day or several times a week. What does that multivitamin do for them? I don't know. The only thing that I can tell you that multivitamins have done for me in the past, prior to coming across this Nature Bee that I've been taking, is... The Flintstones. I like the way they taste. So they taste good.
I used to love those.
When I was a kid.
Because I'm on to the 90 essential nutrients, which includes minerals and you know the things that we can't even get in the food anymore because the salts have been depleted, and that would take an even to a greater proof requirement as to what does a certain mineral do, and if the companies cannot prove the need for it, they may not even be allowed to even market it.
That's pretty disturbing. Now, I know that today the FDA's regulations essentially make it so that companies manufacturing supplements and natural products, home-based remedies and things like that, that they are not allowed to make claims about what their products do unless they can show some kind of overwhelming evidence to the FDA. And for whatever reason, that just hasn't happened. I think it's likely because the big manufacturers of the drugs out there, you know, they have a sweet deal with the FDA where the FDA basically just tells these companies go to hell. You know, we're protecting the establishment, the fix-it kind of medicine system. Allopathic medicine, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
We're protecting the allopathic system and screw all of you naturopaths. And so they've already got a real tough time, but it sounds like what you're saying is going to make it worse. And I appreciate the heads up on that, Bill. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue here with your calls and talk to Zach, listening in Minnesota on the AMP lines. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen. How is everyone tonight?
Just super, Zach. What's on your mind?
Okay, two quick scenarios. If you guys remember my last call a couple weeks ago.
I don't.
I've been researching some critiques on libertarianism to try to further my foundation in this philosophy.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you go to the Government is Good website?
Exactly.
Okay.
And since you guys have kind of introduced me to that philosophy, I figured the problems I run into where I'll be doing some research and reading some essays and saying, I have not yet formulated a response to that. You guys sound like you've been in this thing for a while, so I wanted to kind of pick your brains and see what kind of your responses are where I have none.
Great. I've always wanted to talk about the stuff on the Government is Good website, but it's just never really been pressing.
And it's not news today, right. And it's also big and expansive.
It's a huge website. We could spend
a month going through it.
Yeah, lots of sweeping statements about government in the broad sense and not necessarily topical to what's happening right now.
Right. It's a website written by an academic. And he is just vitriolic against liberty-minded people and our viewpoints. So go ahead. What'd you find, Zach?
Okay. The paragraph I picked out tonight, because obviously, like you guys said, we could go on for months about this stuff, but property rights. And he goes on to say that if the government totally gets out of private property and lets everyone do what they will when they will, he seems to think we'll end up back in segregation because – whether like it or not, there are still people who have biases out there, and some establishments may or may not let certain people in to do business with them. And if a whole community were to do that, now we end up back in the 1960s, and with this no government situation, there's no one to come in and kind of put that back at bay.
The 1960s had what they call Jim Crow laws, which disallowed somebody who might, want to make a profit off of black people eating in their establishment from allowing them to do so. Certainly, there would be societal biases towards things. That's absolutely true. But you remember that the problem with societal biases, with having a monopoly form of government around, is that those societal biases get codified into law.
That's exactly it. In fact, the buses were an example where they were against the laws that said they had to segregate people sitting where they sat on the buses because some of their best customers were black.
The private operators of the buses.
Right. They were against those laws, and they didn't like to segregate their black people. They wanted to satisfy them better as customers. They couldn't do it because of the law. That was an example of it.
The point is, if
you look historically, the nonviolent solutions, i.e. not government, to these cultural problems have been the most successful and did it with the least damage, which is, it's kind of intuitive if you think about it. But for some reason, we still have it caught up in our heads that we can't fix something like slavery without a war, when in fact, in most of the world, it was fixed without wars and it was done better.
I'll tell you what, I want to get a little deeper into this. Can you hang on, Zach?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hold you over here through to hour number three. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In the absence of the monopoly on violence, would racism become more obvious? Would it get worse? That's the question here, and I think it's one that's worthy of answering and delving into a little further. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.